Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Apologies for the delay in the program. Had a little tech difficulty. I was setting up another song by Prince, Dance Electric Jam, and right when I was doing that, which I should have done way before the show began, a guy called because he thought he had me upset. Which he did earlier, but I told him, you know, no problem, everything was okay. And, you know, it's my birthday month, so happy birthday to all the August babies out there, summer babies celebrating other birthdays, president, and, oh, man, just it's a lot of birthdays been happening, personal friends and acquaintances, and not to mention, you know, some of my favorite celebrities are Leos. I have a cousin whose birthday is tomorrow, Rhonda White, and a longtime friend of mine, Charles Chuck Wansley, who will be celebrating his birthday on tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will be the broadcast of my newest podcast, Image Mechanisms. Had an awesome time this morning hosting my first conference call at uberconference.com/best. Image mechanisms. The topic was ways to attract Avon and Marker customers. And special guest was Randall Lee, who I've profiled before, who recently celebrated a grand opening ceremony last week in Flowood, Mississippi, where his business, Puff Marketing, is located. He is a guru at online marketing and social media management. Just amazing. So thank him so much for being a part of my conference call. The first conference call, like a test. You know, it was the first, and it was like a test. You know, so it was pretty good. I'm going to do my best to schedule conference calls on different subject matters every Monday at 8 a.m. But thank you for your love and support. I have been doing a lot of work and a lot of research, so I know many of you have been waiting for that special edition of some of my favorite indie artists. Spotlight on, and you know, oh my God, I have so many favorites, you know that, favorite indie and underground artists and DJs and musicians, so that will be coming up this weekend, for sure, thank you, and for going any further, must send love and condolences to the family and the loved ones and those of us that have followed the life and the laws that have been created because of this awesome man, James Brady. You know, James Brady passed away on today, and must send much love out to his memory, to James Brady. On Wednesday, my neighbor, Mr. Charles Brown Sr., will be buried, laid to rest. A couple of years ago, his wife, Mrs. Ola Brown, lost her long-time battle with lung cancer. And 6 months later, he had a stroke and had been paralyzed, but had been living life. And whenever I would see him, be in a good mood. But lost my neighbor, he and the family, their kids, and all been a part of my life since I was 7, 8 years old, since 1976, bicentennial year when we moved here, and they were our neighbors. So I, growing up in a single-parent home, he'd been my neighbor. He was like one of the positive male figures in my life, you know, close to a father figure. And so must send much love out to his loved ones. And his nephew is the amazing attorney, district judge, Malcolm Harrison also. But must send much love out to the Charles Brown Senior family. Again, his funeral will be at Dean's Memorial Funeral Home in Brandon, Mississippi, not far from the women's prison, at 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. I wish I could go and attend and even make a comment, but everybody know how I am. I'm a tough cookie, but then I will turn into a water fountain. If I'm sad, if I'm happy. Sometimes people think I'm sad when I'm happy because tears are just sprouting everywhere. So this is, you know, just something. We're never ready, are we? You know, people say be ready, but we're never ready, are we? But I really thank you for tuning in, and it's been amazing. So we're going to talk about living happier and healthier, and also review Get On Up, and also talk about other hot topics. I seen Get On Up on this past Saturday, which you guys know it was filmed here, directed here. The director also, you know, directed The Help, which was filmed here in Jackson and other cities in Mississippi. And the Get On Up was filmed here in Natchez. And, oh, my God, if you did not see Get On Up this past weekend, make sure it's on your movie to see list next, because I know Lucy was at first on my list. So Lucy is my next must see film. I really am hyped to see that movie. So I guess that'll be my birthday movie unless I decide to see Get On Up for a second time. But Get On Up, you know what? I just cut to the chase and start talking about that review right now. Thumbs, toes, head. You know, oh my God, and I know I'm not alone, because I haven't really heard a bad review from those of us that love movies to the hardcore movie critics. I haven't heard a bad review, but again, what I was saying is the director, you know, is a native of Jackson, and The Help was filmed here, and also Get On Up was filmed here. I wasn't an extra or anything in the film, but you know, I did my best to share the news and share the information. I did send my info in, but I never was called for any casting or anything. And I had recommended my baby niece to audition to be like the child of he and Jill Scott. But I don't think my niece ever did submit her info. But that movie was just so fabulous from beginning to end. I really love how it was put together. You know what? And I loved when they would do the close-up shots, and it would be like a intimate conversation with the audience. That was one of my favorite parts of when he would, like, walk off and look directly into the camera and have, like, this intimate moment with us, the audience. You know, like, he was thinking to himself and talking to us, like, wait a second. You know, especially when he was having the conversation with Dan Aykroyd. Regarding, hey, let's start getting these hungry DJs and promoters to assist us with our shows, and we take the gate. And Dan Aykroyd was like, oh, no, you know, like, wait a second. And then James Brown, I love when he walked off and just broke it down with this, how it is, you know. But the film was just so fabulous. I don't want to just go into every detail, because those of you that haven't seen it, the few of you, we just love it. The acting, from the extras to the big stars, and it's gonna take over award season, most definitely. What a film! What a film, man. So we'll talk more about that later on in the show. But I continue my theme song from the end of 2013. Prince and Third Eye Girl Minstrel Cycle. sounds so good. Six String Woody. You guys know how much I love his music. He just sent me a new song. So the next broadcast, you guys will be hearing some new music from Six String Woody out of South Carolina. I love that man. That man and his music, oh, my God. He can sing him some blues. Yes, Lord. But how do we, what are the basics to living a happier and healthier life? You know, many of us can really talk about that, can't we? We can't, because, I mean, I don't know, even the happiest of us all are seeking to be happier and healthier and have more money or just the ability to do more and interact with others and do more within our communities, right? So I'm looking at something regarding like basics. It doesn't, you know, it just takes some effort to become happier. This morning I had posted like a suicide number, and you know, and then I had seen others. There might be some people that's not suicidal, but more than just sad, but in deep depressions. And then there are those of us that are like living normal lives and dealing with normal emotions, but we want to be happier, and we most definitely want to be healthier. So I'm looking at this, at some of the basics, just basic things that can that we would just do a little more of that can assist us at living healthier and happier and healthier lives. And this is an article by Joe Sweeney, and he says that living a life of happiness, health, and gratitude while helping and serving as many people as possible along the way. And Joe is the CEO and director of 100 State. And so let's see what Joe shares. And it really the real basic things, just things that we can, little tweaks that we can do to live happier and healthier lives. Motivation, and you know, this is Motivate Monday. So motivation to be happier, healthier, and live a better life. The motivation to be happier, healthier, and live a better life. He says that there are powerful reminders of how to live a happier and healthier and more satisfying. That's what is so important. Are you satisfied? You know, remember Prince, like he had a song, Satisfied. Are you satisfied? I hope you enjoy this list, he says. Healthier. Increase our intake of water. He says, drink plenty of water. 2, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a beggar. That is a good point. Because that last meal shouldn't be our heaviest. That's what he means. You know what I'm saying? 3, eat more foods that grow on trees and plants and eat less food that is manufactured in plants. 4, live with the 3 E's. Energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. Live with the 3 E's. Energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. 5, make time to relax. 6, play more games. 7, read more books than you did last month. That's good. 8, sit in silence for at least 15 minutes each day. Yeah, that is very good. That's really important. It's very effective, too. You really can collect your thoughts. You can meditate. You can pray. You can really collect your thoughts and listen to your inner voice. And you listen to your, like my guy and I talk about, listen to our intuition, you know, because he and I was talking last week, and I was saying, well, you know, I have a gift kind of prophetic and, you know, like clairvoyance in some sort. But then I noticed he has that insight also, because a lot of times it seems like he's fine. And I'm like, but then he said, well, don't we all have that gift? You know, and I said, right, intuition. Everyone has the intuition, but we have to listen to it. When you take that 15 minutes a day to just sit in silence, you will really, this is me talking, you will release that intuitive inside, you will really hear that inner voice, God's voice. Like, some of you understand what I'm saying? You know, so you can really get in tune. You really get into your intuition and see things from within, and not only relaxing and collecting your thoughts and get that business out of your mind. Like Russell Simmons, who is a hardcore yoga practitioner, you know, he said, and you it does amazing things, you know. Then number 9, sleep at least 7 hours a night. 10, take 10 to 30 minutes walk daily. And while you walk, smile. You know, like, go be grinning and stuff. That's a good point. And then to be happier. Don't compare your life to others. My name is Bob, but I'm going to continue. Don't compare your life to others. Good point. You have no idea what their journey is all about. I talked about that this morning on my Facebook page. Don't have negative thoughts of things you cannot control. Instead, invest your energy in the positive present moment. 13, don't overdo. Keep your limits. 14, don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. That is a good point right there. Don't waste your precious energy on gossip or people who gossip. 16, dream more while you are awake. 17, envy is a waste of time. You already have all you need. 18, forget issues of the past. Don't remind your partner with his and her mistakes of the past. That will ruin your present happiness. Exactly. Like my guy was just calling right before the showtime, concerned about me being upset or whatever. And I'm like, this is my birthday month. I'm not mad. I'm not upset about whatever. And then I thought we had already talked about what we had talked about, you know. So I would just dwell on it. But he was wanting to vent to me anyway about something. So, but still. 19, life is too short to waste time hating anyone. Don't hate others. 20, make peace with your past so it won't spoil the present. 21, no one is in charge of your happiness except you. 22, realize that life is a school and you are here to learn. Problems are simply part of the curriculum that appear and fade away like algebra class, but the lessons you learn will last a lifetime. 23, smile and laugh more, most definitely. I love to laugh. I feel I have a good sense of humor. My guy is funny. My confidant, John Deuce, a.k.a. Jay Lucas in Big D, whom I love so much. He is just amazing and funny. I'm always networking and dealing with people with good, great sense of humor and comedians. That's a whole nother topic. We have some comedians that will be on the show real soon. Gina Gomez, my friend in New Orleans, she has this awesome comedy show coming up on the 12th, the day after my birthday. I thought I would be going to New Orleans next week for my birthday, but I don't know. It looked like I'm not going, but I don't know. You know, it's like my friends in New Orleans really want me to come. But, you know, my money is money. Even an inexpensive trip, I do see myself getting there before the end of the month, hopefully before the Saints camp. As you guys know, I still hadn't rescheduled my trip that I missed for NBA weekend. But it's good to be around people that make you laugh and watch your favorite programs or read your favorite comics. You know, it's good to let loose and smile and laugh and just smile. You know, I know sometimes people look at you like you're crazy sometimes when you're just smiling and speaking to them and stuff, right? Because I'm a person that likes to smile and laugh with people and just have a good time. I love it when people come up to me in such a great mood. You know, it seems like they always come at the right time, too. 24, you don't have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. When it comes to relationships, call your family often, not just on holidays. And also not just when it's funeral time, you know what I'm saying? You know, call people. Like I'm celebrating my birthday month, and those little nuggets, just talking to somebody 5 minutes that I haven't talked to in a long time, in person or on the phone or exchanging emails, that's special. You know what I'm saying? of a call your family often, not just on holidays. 26, each day give something good to others. 27, forgive everyone for everything. Now, I know that can be difficult for some of us because some things, just, it seems like some things are just unbearable. And oh, my God, can it shouldn't even be considered to be forgiven? But when we do, and I feel you on this one, but, you know, when we do truly, truly forgive, we do release a lot of, you know, negative emotions and feelings and things that could harm us and make us sick. Spend time with people over the age of 70 and under the age of 6. 29, try to make at least 3 people smile each day. 30, what other people think of you is none of your business. This is so important, you know. But slander now, I was just talking to my mom. I'm like, rumors and lies. You know, people can say what they want to say, but when it gets to the point where it's slanderous, I was just telling my mom, I said, my attorney and I, you know, even though he's retired, and then I have so many other friends that are attorneys too, but John Deuce, he's my longtime confidant, and he's been there, prayer and all. You know, he and his staffers at his law firm, you know, accepted me, you know, and, you know, I'll go on and on and cry because he has been there for me. You know, really. And, you know, people can think what they think. But he and I both have been there for one another. And he's my confidant. And he's my legal advisor. And he's my friend in prayer. And we support one another unconditionally. I might be wrong. Maybe you ask him, he might say, no, I don't know what Bethany's talking about. But I don't think I'm wrong. But I'm just saying, some people, and that's not good to be slanderous and spread rumors and lies. The truth is already enough with a lot of us, right? So some things, you know, what people think of us is none of our business, but some things that people say about others to damage their lives and reputations is just crazy. You know, sometimes we wonder why some of our favorite celebrities or just everyday people file slander suits and that defames character, and that hurts people, and that hurts their personal relationships and their professional relationships and their business, you know. And just like we often, many of you are in social media, it's important to be able to control your reputation on and offline. I mean, we can't control our reputation, but it's important for us to know, do our best to make sure our reputations are intact in off and online, you know. But that is so important that what other people think of us is none of our business, but sometimes it gets out of hand. 31, your job won't take care of you when you are sick. Your friends will. Stay in touch. Life, do the right thing. 33, get rid of anything that isn't useful, beautiful, or joyful. That is good. That is a good thing. That is a good thing, a good way of thinking when we're cleaning and organizing any parts and all parts of our lives, right? 34, time heals everything. 35, however good or bad a situation is, it will change. 36, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. Yeah, I know it's easy to say, but it's not that easy to do for some of us, right? Because some of us don't feel good. Some of us just don't feel like it. Sometimes it's not that you don't feel good. You just don't feel like doing it. But got to do it. 37, the best is yet to come. That is something that, what's the pastor name? Pastor Tilton. He used to always say that. I still love Pastor Tilton's teachings. And whenever in Dallas, I would attend his church when it was in Farmers Branch. I think he's in Oklahoma now, right? 38, when you awake alive in the morning, be thankful for the day. 39, your innermost is always happy, so be happy. And to be honest, I feel happy. I do have inner peace. I have not always been able to say that I have, like, inner peace. Like, I want to live a long life, but if I don't live a long life, I have told my mother this, I have peace within. But I want to live a long life, and I feel I have not accomplished certain things that I would like to plan, and then whatever God has that plan for me. But if something will happen to me, I feel I'm at that place of where I do have inner peace that has not always been the case. It's been a lot. The prayer, a lot of hard work, a lot of accepting things, a lot of forgiving myself, learning to, I always love myself, but also trying to, you know, accepting flaws, but things that can be corrected, you know, correct things also. So I think that's very awesome. A motivational quote that he shared at the end of this article is, be more concerned with your character, which is, look, it goes back to what I was just saying about reputation. Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. So that's my point, too, a defamation of character. When people say slanderous rumors, lies on you, we're already dealing with the truth. So some things, the truth, some of us already like, oh, my God, if I could redo some things, you know, but that's the point, you know, the defamation of character. But be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are. So always be you, do you, like Russell Simmons says, while your reputation is really what others think you are. So that is a very, very good point. And so, again, Joe Sweeney, look, kitty cat playing with my foot. So that is awesome. Again, Joe Sweeney is the CEO and director of 100 State. And so visit 100 State and sign up and subscribe to his blog, because that's some good advice that was shared regarding living happier and healthier life.
Please
don't
come
to the concert.
Face the drum.